World Soccer Talk Radio on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I am your host, Nate Abarea. Thanks for subscribing to us on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. A very special hello to the men and women listening overseas on the American Forces Network. Check out worldsoccertalk.com for all of your soccer journalism desires. And find us on Twitter at World Soccer Talk. Find me on Twitter at NateWST and at Sports Byline USA for updates on the program. What a weekend it was in the soccer world, on and off the field, in each and every continent. The Gold Cup here in North America taking center stage. I tweeted this out on Saturday. These Gold Cup doubleheaders, the first game is always so strange, and then the stadium's packed for the second game. There's two types of fans that go to Gold Cup doubleheaders. There's those who attend both games, and there's alcoholics with priorities who are getting ready for the second game. Oh my goodness, these Gold Cup doubleheaders are just wacky. Seeing teams playing in Houston heat in the middle of the day, seeing what Jamaica and Canada had to go through on Saturday, that was gut-wrenching from a Canadian point of view, especially with that late Jamaican winner. But come on, Jamaica, it's the JFF. Jamaica looks like they could be through to the next round. Trinidad and Tobago, talk about surprise teams in this tournament. They are atop their group, and suddenly that Mexico-Trinidad match takes on a much grander tone, because Mexico, after routing Cuba, could only get a 0-0 draw against Carlos Ruiz and the Guatemalans. So cannot wait for TNT and Mexico. USA taking on Panama this evening. USA, the only team to clinch their spot into the next round right now. And this is one of those don't get hurt games. Panama, a team out for revenge after losing the Gold Cup final in 2013 and having all sorts of other great rivalry encounters with the USA over the years, not to mention World Cup qualifying 2013 and that Panamanian shock down there with that 3-2 win for the US. So this is one of those don't get hurt games for the USA. Christopher Harris is going to be joining us in the show. That's right. The gaffer will be alongside yours truly in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. We're talking ICC, International Champions Cup. We're talking Manchester United transfer spree and Sterling finally pissing off from Liverpool. That and a whole lot more right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
iHeartRadio loves music, so let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion. promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Calling all motorheads. It's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Nate Abarea back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, the American Forces Network, worldsoccertalk.com. Check us out on Twitter at World Soccer Talk. Find me on Twitter with the love mail and the hate mail at Nate WST. Very special edition of World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Joined in this edition of the show by one Christopher Harris. That's right, the gaffer is on the program. Christopher, how you doing, sir?
Hello, Nate. Very well, thank you. This feels pretty surreal, me actually talking to you and being interviewed by you rather than listening to the show and enjoying every minute.
Now, we talked about earlier this morning, it kind of there's so much going on in the soccer world right now that I really completely forgot until you pointed out to me about an hour or so ago. We're like a month away from the Premier League season. We're so caught up in this international extravaganza and from the Women's World Cup and Copa America that are now past us. Now we're right in the midst of the Gold Cup and all these other international friendlies going on and qualifying and the ICC coming up. We're like a month away from the Barclays Premier League season, and with what Manchester United just pulled off this past weekend with the ultimate coup, Schneiderlin and Schweinsteiger, among others, heading to Old Trafford. What are you looking for here in this Premier League season, and specifically in regards to the team making all the news this past weekend of Man United? Is it title or bust for LVG and the crew at Old Trafford, or what?
That's a great question. I think it's not so much title or bust, but it's definitely make a run for the title. You mean, I think this is a serious move by United in terms of, I think it's like $135 million, I think, basically they spent in a weekend with these four players. So, they have to, with the players that they have, make a run for the title, I think give Chelsea a push and see what happens. And of course, have to qualify for Champions League again for another season. And actually, I think with these players that they've added, and then with Robin Van Persie being shown the door, I think this gives them a really good opportunity then to kind of establish themselves in the Champions League this season and maybe go pretty far. But it is an interesting time. I mean, for me personally, I'm a Swansea fan, but I try to be neutral. So in terms of the Premier League, I'm really excited by, especially the signing of Schweinsteiger, because when you think about it, I mean, we've had some massive signings, mostly in Real Madrid, Barcelona, sometimes Bayern Munich, but we haven't had a signing of this caliber in the Premier League, I'd say since last summer, which is probably Alexis Sanchez. And then before that, you kind of go back and think, okay, who's the big signing before that? It's probably been a couple of years before that. So even though Schweinsteiger is a little bit older in age and should definitely help solidify this United side and give them a push for the title, for me as a Premier League fan or a fan of watching Premier League matches, this adds a whole new level of excitement in terms of being excited about this upcoming season.
All right, I got to ask you about something that I've talked quite a bit about on the show over the last week or so, and that is the Raheem Sterling saga at Liverpool. It has finally come to a close. The headlines on many of the blogs around Great Britain and around the world from Liverpool fans, he's finally pissed off. Sterling is gone. We can finally put this to rest. And did Liverpool get the steal of the century or what? £49 million from Manchester City for Raheem Sterling. That the second highest transfer fee for a British player ever. The only one higher was Gareth Bale's fee when Real Madrid picked him up from Tottenham a few years back. What did you make of the whole Raheem Sterling saga, Chris? And is he really going to be a difference maker at Manchester City? Or did Liverpool just, again, pull off what, in my opinion, was the steal of the century getting this price for him?
Yeah, I think the first thing is, I mean, really, it's congratulations to Liverpool. I mean, because they really stood firm on this one. They could have easily, when the pressure was on and there was a lot of bad press, even just like, a couple of months ago, they could have folded and said, you know what, okay, Sterling, you go. We can sell you for, I think the first bid was, about 30 million or 25 million from Man City. They held firm. They got the second bid that came in of 40 million pounds. And then they still held firm, which I was shocked by that because I thought to myself, okay, 40 million for Sterling, that's a great amount of money. They end up getting 49. Out of that 49 million, I think 9.5 million goes to QPR because Sterling started off at QPR, went to Liverpool. So there's kind of a sign-on bonus, I guess, for QPR, which is great for them. They need the money. But for Liverpool, I think this is a really good move. They've offloaded a player that was really wasn't at his peak of his form this past season. He's been controversial in terms of just adding on a whole bunch of stress, pressure, bad press on Liverpool. And now they've got some money in the bank where they can say, okay, well, we've bought Firmino, Roberto Firmino, from the Bundesliga, but I mean, now we've got some extra cash to buy some other players. So I think for City, though, for Manchester City, I'm actually really positive about this because I think Sterling's got a point to prove. So he's going to kind of bounce back into preseason training and probably seen many of his headlines where people were kind of writing him off or just overrating him. And I think that City, actually, he can do a good job. They need that spark of basically unpredictability. You put Sterling on either wing, or you can play him as kind of a second striker at times. But he's the type of player that you don't know what's going to happen next. He can cut in, cut out, go down the wing, kind of get past a couple of players, create space. And I think with like David Silva as just one example, I think City will be able to kind of put the ball on the platter for Sterling. And I think actually he will improve City quite a bit. I think they're still missing a couple of key signings, but this changes the game for City. Now, all of a sudden, they become at least a threat in the Champions League. Maybe they can do something special with this type of player. And I rate him highly. I think Sterling's a fantastic player. If this past season was the worst of him in terms of on the pitch, that's not that bad. I mean, there was a few kind of clear-cut chances that he missed, I think, in games against Arsenal. I think some of the big games he missed some open kind of one-on-one chances. But I think Sterling, if that's the worst of what he can do from here on, I think we'll only see the better of him, and hopefully he'll form a partnership like he did with Suarez and start scoring some goals and kind of add some more excitement and have us talking about what happens on the pitch rather than off it.
Well, we've got under 2 minutes here before we got to head to break, Chris. And, you know, not that bad, I'll agree with you, but £49 million, I don't think his performance from this last season was worth £49 million. And we talked about this with Nick Gieber. I know you heard the show the other day with our good pal Nick on the show. And we both kind of came to the conclusion that everything is being based for Raheem Sterling on 2013-2014. And that without Luis Suarez, I don't think Raheem Sterling is rated ever as highly as he is. I mean, do you think Luis Suarez is owed quite a bit of credit for Raheem Sterling and what he's receiving right now?
Absolutely, absolutely. But I think you can get that with a lot of players, though, too. You kind of take some of the stars from no matter which club within Europe or around the world. And if you kind of take out that player who helps them. You mean he's the type of person who puts on assists or opens up space so that other person can really kind of excel. You take that other person out of the equation, I think it's probably a lot of other players around Europe and around the world that would be of lesser quality or wouldn't be scoring as many goals. But Sterling, for me, too, I mean, you look at England, the national team, which is, to me, not a very attractive team to watch in terms of talent. There's a lot of holes there. But watching England play last summer in Miami in the preseason or in the games before the World Cup, the two standout players, the two kind of, to me at least, world-class players on the pitch, the only two, was Wayne Rooney and Sterling. When Sterling was on the pitch, England looked a completely different team. There was more energy, there was more, you know, more exciting things happening. Without him, because he got sent off in one of the games against Ecuador, England looks just really flat and kind of boring and predictable.
Oh, and Raheem Sterling definitely also was someone at the World Cup who caught a lot of worldwide eyes and had a style of play that a lot of people don't really associate with the English national team. So it's a great point there, Chris, and we'll continue this on the other side of the break, as well as talking about Premier League TV rights. Is this the last season for NBC? That and a whole lot more with the gaffer on the other side of this break. World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Are you sick and tired of paying more than $100 a month for your TV bill? Well, if so, I've got the solution for you. It's called Fubo TV, and it's the best way to watch the greatest leagues from around the world. Fubo TV is a legal and affordable streaming service that delivers live and on-demand HD broadcasts of BN Sports, Goal TV, Benfica TV, and more. That means you can watch La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Copa America, and more. With Fubo TV, the broadcast stream to your computer, smartphone, tablet, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. Plus, Fubo TV works with Chromecast, so you can cast the games to your TV set. Best of all, Fubo TV is offering a 2-week free trial, so you can watch as much soccer as you like. Go to fubo.tv/radio and sign up today. And if you love what you see, a monthly subscription to Fubo TV is only $6.99 per month. So sign up at fubo.tv/radio right now. FUBO.TV/radio and start enjoying the best soccer from around the world at home, work, or on the go.
Soccer fans, I have a question for you. Which is the only soccer network in the United States that shows games from Ajax, PSV, Colo-Colo, Benfica, Zenit, and other teams? The answer is NGSN, a brand new online sports network that offers live and on-demand games from 7 different leagues from around the world for free, no strings attached. With your free 90-day trial, you can watch as many league games from the following countries as you like: Holland, Portugal, Russia, Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. NGSN is the only place you can watch Eredivisie games, featuring star players such as Memphis Depay, Andres Guardado, Aaron Johansson, and many more. Plus all of the games from those leagues that are available on your Windows PC or Mac, and your Apple iPhone or Android device. Commentaries are offered in English or Spanish, plus the games are in HD. Now this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the United States. Try it and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 90-day trial to NGSN. No credit card is required, you just sign up and go. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Want to be the next great sports announcer? Check out Rabble.tv, where you call the action. You already know more than the guys on TV. It's time to show the world what you can do by sharing your insights and opinions about the sports you love, like football, baseball, basketball, soccer, MMA, wrestling, and more. Everything from the biggest matchups in the world to a game right in your neighborhood. Join other Rabblers who are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. So mute the audio coming from that network guy who never liked your team anyway, and let us hear what you think. Rabble.tv.
Yeah, the engineers back aboard the mothership in San Francisco just are in a real Creedence Clearwater Revival mood. I'm kind of digging this right now. Nate Abarrea back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, WorldSoccerTalk.com, and the American Forces Network. Thanks for subscribing to us, and find us on Twitter at World Soccer Talk and at Nate WST. Christopher Harris, the gaffer of WorldSoccerTalk.com, is our guest in this edition of the show. And Chris, you have a keen interest in television rights and the television side of the soccer world. And there have been few more compelling stories in the television rights world, or whatever we want to label this as, than the Premier League and the fact that NBC has done such incredible work to get this thing, I mean, to off the ground and then soaring with their coverage of the Premier League. Well, everyone else is kind of waiting around like a bunch of wolves circling around this thing. And this is the final year of the NBC contract. And a lot of the folks at NBC saying, hey, you know, they use that word incumbent. We are the incumbent. So we hope that we can get the first shot at this thing. But when you look at the money that is in the hands or in the paws of these wolves that are circling right now in Fox, in BN, in ESPN, and I don't want to label them wolves, anything derogatory there. I just mean logically waiting around going, we need to pounce right now. Do you see this as being the last year of NBC Sports covering the Premier League, Chris?
Yeah, another great question. I don't see this as the last year. I mean, the contract is up a year from now. So we will find out in the next probably 4 to 8 weeks who will have the rights for 2016 through to 2019. So for basically those seasons. It's hard to say. I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, at the end of the day, it comes down to money. So the Premier League will look at the different bids that have come in, presumably from NBC, you know, BN perhaps, ESPN definitely, Fox for sure. And who knows? Sometimes there are some other bids from other companies that are surprising, whether it's kind of over-the-top kind of internet companies or other kind of more digital kind of streaming companies. But NBC has done such a great job at covering the Premier League that they have inflated the value of it. So it's almost like they're their own worst enemy, because basically now in the bidding for the next round, they will have to pay a lot more than what they paid 3 years ago.
So they should have done a worse job, because that would have saved them money.
Yeah, or maybe just kind of slack off a little bit kind of at the end of the season. But it all comes down to money. So BN, I don't see, is kind of going for it just because they have so many rights for other leagues. Fox has spent a lot of money, as we know, on a whole host of rights. I mean, FIFA most of all, but they've picked up the Bundesliga and other leagues. So there's still an opportunity there. They're definitely interested for sure. So it just matters how much money they put down in the bid. ESPN, it's interesting. This past weekend, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal talking about ESPN having to actually start to cut corners. And for the longest time, they've been, I mean, the big giant kind of elephant in the room, so to speak, in terms of sports media. But TV rights are going way up. They're more expensive. The number of subscribers is going down. So in the past year, they've lost 7 million subscribers. And a lot of that is from people cutting the cord or just deciding to go with streaming services rather than subscribing to ESPN. So ESPN's having kind of a bit of a money crunch right now, where they perhaps may have to start laying people off. Fox just did this just a couple of weeks ago. They had to lay off some of the news team. So it's hard to say, and it's almost impossible to predict. The TV companies don't even know too kind of what those bids are from those different companies. It's a closed bidding system. Everyone puts in their best bid. The Premier League opens those envelopes and sees the numbers, and then decides who's. I mean, looks at the winning bid number and will go with that. And if the bids are pretty close, they might go ahead and go for another round of bidding. So it's a dangerous game of poker in many ways, but hopefully NBC will continue. If not, it's not the end of the world. I'm sure Fox or ESPN or others will do a great job, but it's going to be hard to beat what NBC has done.
There've been a few people on this show, Chris, over the last 3 months. We've discussed this topic with a number of different guests, and there've been a few people who've thrown this idea out, and I'm very curious to get your take on this idea. And that is looking at the Premier League as the way that the National Football League here in America, the way that the National Basketball Association here in America, the way that they delve out TV rights, and they do them in packages. And we have this idea that when it comes to foreign soccer leagues, and in this case, the Barclays Premier League, that a network has to own it, that a network has to have it all to themselves. And with the growth of the Premier League and how big of an entity the Premier League is, I think, and maybe I'm crazy, and maybe the few guests who've said this on the show are out of their minds, maybe not. I think it's at the point where you could see some packages. You could see some networks actually being willing to share the Premier League the way the National Football League is shared among four networks here in America. Am I just overly wishful in that brand of thinking, along with a few of those guests that have said the same thing on the show? Or is that something that could feasibly happen in your view?
I think it will happen, but in a different way. So, for example, my sources that I've spoken to are pretty sure that there's no different packages. There's just basically one package that you can get all the Premier League rights, and that's it. And it's not split up where maybe there's three packages, where one package is for all the Friday night games, which are going to start next season, well, the 2016 season, and then one for Saturday games, and then maybe one for Sunday and Monday games, or something similar to that. But so from what I understand, it's not going to be set up that way. But what may happen, though, is say if Fox goes in with a large bid and they win the rights, and then they look at what they have and figure out, okay, we'll cherry-pick all the best games here. And looking at the college football schedules and, you mean, UFC and who knows what else they've got, NASCAR, they might say, okay, well, these blocks of time, we're not going to be able to actually show games in those blocks, so we're going to have to put them on streaming or not show them on TV. So what they would probably do in that case then is look to maybe probably an ESPN and then sub-license those rights out to ESPN. ESPN would have to pay whatever the amount of money is, but then ESPN would be able to show those games on their channel. So maybe it would be on ESPN2, or maybe it's, ESPN News or ESPN. They've got so many different ESPN channels to choose from. So that's probably the most likelihood that would happen that way. I see the pros from the perspective of a fan, of someone who wants to watch soccer, to have, say, three packages where Fox gets one, NBC gets one, and ESPN gets one. And then the ESPN one is show some of the games on ABC. Fox will show it on Fox over-the-air network. And then NBC on NBC over the air network, too. The disadvantage with that is that it's Fox, ESPN, and NBC then knows that they can probably actually bid less. So they can put in a smaller bid, but be pretty comfortable that they will win one of those three packages. And the same thing would happen to those other two TV companies too. So collectively, they could probably actually, all three networks could actually end up spending or paying the Premier League less overall than one network going in with just a big bid to hopefully win it.
Chris, we got under 2 minutes before we got to head to break, so we got to keep this relatively short. But who would you say right now, I love this terminology, the soccer television wars? You have Fox, you have BN, you have ESPN, you have NBC, you have all these different international competitions, you have all these different leagues around the world. Who has the leg up right now in the soccer television wars, in your opinion, in under 90 seconds, please?
It's definitely Fox, without any shadow of a doubt. I mean, they've got, not only do they have the Women's World Cup, which is now like a really attractive property, but of course they got the World Cup. You got 2018, 2022, 2026. They also have the Champions League. NBC really, really just has the Premier League, and that's it. I mean, if they lose that, I mean, what do they have left? and ESPN has the Euros next summer, but after that, they have no major competition. Of course, you have MLS. I mean, ESPN is under threat of losing all of their major soccer properties, so it's got to be Fox.
Well, and BN definitely the wild card, and it's so interesting that the wild card is the one perhaps with the most money behind it, but their plans are so different than other networks with that international focus, where BN is an international entity with Fox, ESPN, and NBC, obviously with worldwide, you know, aspects of all of those, but they are firmly focused on the U.S. of A, and BN has got this incredible international focus. But don't count out BN in terms of the soccer television wars. God, I'd love that term. But we will see how it all plays out, and Chris makes a very, very good point there that NBC really has the Premier League, and that's it. And so if they lose their crown jewel, what happens to the soccer section of NBC Sports, and where do all their talented on-camera folks go? Hey, let's focus on the next Premier League season at hand, starting in under a month's time. Oh, my goodness, it's glorious. All right, we're talking more with Christopher Harris on the other side of this break. World Soccer Talk Radio, a little behind-the-scenes look at this show. Stay tuned.
Soccer fans, I have a question for you. Which is the only soccer network in the United States that shows games from Ajax, PSV, Colo-Colo, Benfica, Zenit, and other teams? The answer is NGSN, a brand new online sports network that offers live and on-demand games from seven different leagues from around the world for free, no strings attached. With your free 90-day trial, you can watch as many league games from the following countries as you like: Holland, Portugal, Russia, Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. NGSN is the only place you can watch Eredivisie games, featuring star players such as Memphis Depay, Andres Guardado, Aaron Johansson, and many more. Plus all of the games from those leagues that are available on your Windows PC or Mac, and your Apple iPhone or Android device. Commentaries are offered in English or Spanish, plus the games are in HD. Now, this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the United States. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 90-day trial to NGSN. No credit card is required. You just sign up and go. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Are you sick and tired of paying more than $100 a month for your TV bill? Well, if so, I've got the solution for you. It's called Fubo TV, and it's the best way to watch the greatest leagues from around the world. Fubo TV is a legal and affordable streaming service that delivers live and on-demand HD broadcasts of BN Sports, Goal TV, Benfica TV, and more. That means you can watch La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Copa America, and more. With Fubo TV, the broadcast stream to your computer, smartphone, tablet, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. Plus, Fubo TV works with Chromecast, so you can cast the games to your TV set. Best of all, Fubo TV is offering a 2-week free trial, so you can watch as much soccer as you like. Go to fubo.tv/radio and sign up today. And if you love what you see, a monthly subscription to Fubo TV is only $6.99 per month. So sign up at fubo.tv/radio right now. FUBO.TV/radio and start enjoying the best soccer from around the world at home, work, or on the go.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Where you find your satisfaction. That's right, World Soccer Talk Radio on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Nate Abarea here with you. What a weekend the Red Devils had. We've already talked a little bit about it in the show. Manchester United just signed 4 players just a nice little weekend trip to the mall. They spent $131 million in transfer fees, landed Schweinsteiger, Schneiderlin, Depay, and Mateo. The Schweinsteiger one just blows me away. Bastian Schweinsteiger coming to the Premier League, coming to Old Trafford. And now, this upcoming weekend, Man United kicks off its first summer exhibition game in the U.S. of A. It's on Friday. They will battle Club America Las Águilas in the ICC, the International Champions Cup. So to see how some of those players will be integrated into the team, I'd like to invite you to join World Soccer Talk's Juan Arango and Matt Lichtenstatter as they will be sharing their thoughts and opinions during the game live on Rabble.tv. With Rabble.tv, the concept's simple. All you got to do, tune into the broadcast on TV, then find that mute button and press it. Then head on over to Rabble.tv to listen to the guys share their analysis. And with Rabble, you can listen to their broadcast on your desktop, through your iOS app, and now through your mobile browser. Also get the Rabble app for all you Apple folks out there. You can join in too by posting your questions or observations in the comments section. Manchester United really trying to win the International Champions Cup because it would be back-to-back. That's right. I love having a trophy in these preseason friendlies. They make them seem like they're not friendlies. It's something to play for. Second year in a row, can Man United do it? Find out as they kick off their first game this Friday, July the 17th, 8 p.m. Pacific time. Cheer on the Red Devils or Las Águilas Club America with our good friends at Rabble.tv. Christopher Harris, the gaffer of WorldSoccerTalk.com, is with yours truly, Nate Abarea, here in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. And it's time to take a little behind-the-scenes look at WorldSoccerTalk.com and this show, World Soccer Talk Radio. Chris, I think the first thing that a lot of people are curious about, and I've been asked questions relating to this quite a bit, tell us how the booking of guests comes about for World Soccer Talk Radio and how this network of soccer human beings really forms for us here with World Soccer Talk.
Yeah, we've been fortunate, really. I mean, World Soccer Talk has been in the business now for 10 years. So actually this November is going to be a 10th year anniversary. So over the years, we've been able to kind of build a good network of contacts and people we know within the industry, people we've interviewed before, or people who have access to other people. So in the past couple of months, I mean, since you really debuted the show, what we've tried to do is really to kind of mix up the number of guests that we have and try to make it a different guest each day. Sometimes we'll have some repetition where we'll have, like, for example, JP Della Camera. I thought his first interview he did was fantastic, but we had so many more questions that we wanted to ask him. So that's why we had him on again, and I thought you and JP Nate did a great job kind of digging deeper into his story and kind of what makes him tick. So what we've done, unlike other shows that kind of have the same guest over and over and over again, what we try to do is try to mix it up, definitely have a variety, which is the great thing about World Soccer, is that, you know, in terms of whether it's from MLS or Premier League or TV announcers, commentators, former players, Brian McBride as an example. We just try to mix it up and have a variety of different topics, different guests. And the next few weeks, too, we've got some really, really big guests that are lined up. We're just kind of working on finalizing a lot of those appearances, but sometimes it just takes time and patience. But we've got some really big ones coming up that I think Nate, you'll be excited about, but also I think the listeners will be too. So stay tuned to that.
Ooh, very, very well done with the teaser, the gaffer coming with it right here at World Soccer Talk Radio. Now talk about what's next for the website. You know, this show is only, we're a little over 3 months old with this thing. This show is a baby. We're nurturing this thing and helping it grow into a full being. But the website is coming up on the 10th anniversary. So talk about what's next for WorldSoccerTalk.com on a soccer journalism level, on an interactive level. What's next for WorldSoccerTalk.com?
Yeah, I think in many ways it's really kind of focusing on what we do best, which is one of two things, which is actually two things, really. The first thing is is opinion pieces. And we're trying to expand that. So we started off in the beginning, way back when, kind of focusing on the Premier League. We've expanded in the past few years into MLS and US soccer, and have hired some columnists such as Simon Evans and Steve Davis and others that are really kind of locked in on the MLS and the US soccer angles, and have some interesting stories to tell. For the future, we're looking to kind of continue to expand that. So with the Women's World Cup and just the incredible amount of interest in that, we're looking to expand that and start covering the NWSL in more detail, as well as, of course, not just the U.S. women's national team, but the women's game in general. So in addition to that, we're looking at other things too. We're looking at it's been a while since we've had a redesign, so we're probably going to do that, which usually what happens, anytime that change happens, people revolt and kind of object to it. But I think people will like it. It's definitely, I'm really excited about it, but it's still a few weeks off, but that's going to be really exciting. And I think beyond that, it's always looking for those interesting stories that are out there. And it always comes up every week, every day. You never know what's going to happen. We're always kind of looking for just those interesting stories to tell, no matter what league or what team it is. So we don't focus on one team only. We try to kind of cover all bases. But at the end of the day, it's really looking for some really great stories. And then the second thing is that in terms of TV coverage and streaming coverage, that's our other area of specialty, and we'll continue to do that in terms of keeping readers and listeners updated on what's happening with TV rights. Where can they find games, TV schedules, how does the streaming thing work, including demos and videos and things, the kind of how-tos. So we're continuing to really kind of share that in terms of giving our knowledge and kind of distributing that among the soccer fans worldwide.
Absolutely. Now I got to ask you something that relates to something you just brought up there. And you talk about the multiple angles that you'll find at worldsoccertalk.com. And that's been one of the great pleasures of working with you, Chris, and having a number of those writers that you brought. In fact, every writer that you just brought up has been a guest here on the show with yours truly. And I've talked about this with them, and also had a great talk with Taylor Twellman about this. And it's what I call this sort of gang mentality around the American soccer scene right now, and why it sometimes feels like you have to pick a side, and whether it's, you know, you're a Klinsmann fan or you're a Garber fan, you're a promotion and relegation troll, or you're a sucker up to Major League Soccer, you're single entity, or you're pro rel, you're national team or MLS first. And I remember Twellman had some great insight on this, and we had him on the show back in mid-April, and Taylor's idea of, hey, there's nothing wrong with looking at both sides of an issue. It sounds so simple, but let's can this whole gang mentality thing that I think is in many ways holding back the advancement of our domestic game in this country. And I love that on worldsoccertalk.com, you get just about every different point of view that you could get. Talk a little bit more about that. Shine a little light on what I call the gang mentality in American soccer, and how we can combat that and promote something called this wild thing known as objective thinking.
Yeah, it's gotten more complicated over time. So back in, say, the mid-1990s, it was one of those things that just seemed that everyone, all soccer fans, seemed to kind of get together in the U.S. and were kind of on the same page, and they wanted to see kind of the league grow, and we were all kind of in agreement about that. And over time, it splintered. So over time, there were people who were, okay, all right, great, now our soccer becomes even more accessible, really, in the U.S. People got into La Liga, and there were La Liga fans, and they were like, ah, La Liga is so much better than the Premier League and so much better than MLS and so on and so forth. I mean, and over time, it gets more and more splintered as we get more access. And I think also with social media, where we can basically have access, you name it, I mean, at our fingertips, like never before. So it's interesting from a publishing perspective. So from World Soccer Talk, we have no MO in terms of, you mean, we're not trying to focused on one specific league, or we're not saying, okay, we're all for promotion, or we're all for relegation, or we're all for a single entity, whatever the topic may be. What we try to do is kind of have a difference of opinions in terms of, sometimes we'll have articles that, for example, the other day we had one over the weekend about Bastian Schweinsteiger and how great a signing he was and how great he's going to do at United. If a writer approaches us and comes and says, hey, I've got a story about Schweinsteiger, and I think why he's actually not going to do as well as people think at United. And as long as it's backed up with opinions and really knowledge, we're open to posting that. So we'll get contrasting views about different topics, whether it's players or leagues or teams or topics. Overall, across the whole board, we like to stay independent. That's the main thing. So unlike other media organizations in the U.S., a lot of them are either writing for the man, which whether it's a league or a newspaper, but they've got associations with, I mean, basically there's censorship involved. And then on the writer basis too, in order to be independent as a writer, it's really difficult to actually be able to survive and get a paycheck. So eventually, a lot of those writers then will go ahead and get a job at MLSsoccer.com or US Soccer Federation or wherever, and then they're censored to a certain extent. They don't want to say certain things because it might harm their credentials or opportunities for interviews. So from our perspective, basically, you name it, any topic is wide open. There's no censorship involved. We're independent. We're a business. We're profitable. There's no kind of big brother saying to us, no, you can't say that. You can't focus on that. So that the website and this show too, we like to make sure it's independent, where there's no censorship. Any questions you want to ask Nate to any of our guests, you're more than welcome to. And that's different. That's a big difference, especially in the U.S., where there is a lot of censorship. People don't talk about it, but it is there.
Well, it's something that I greatly appreciate, and as you know, Chris, take full advantage of here on World Soccer Talk Radio. And we have under 2 minutes left. So one last thing that I want to ask you about is the partnership. You talk about contrasting views. Talk about the partnership between the two shows under the WorldSoccerTalk.com umbrella right now. That is this one, World Soccer Talk Radio, and Soccer Morning, hosted by our good friend Jason Davis.
Yeah, it's been a great fit. We launched the partnership, I think it was in March, I think it was. And so basically what we wanted it to do is for Soccer Morning listeners to be introduced to World Soccer Talk, and you mean the podcast that we had and now the daily show that we have, and vice versa for World Soccer Talk listeners to this show and to the podcast to be able to hear Soccer Morning. And oftentimes the views are contrasting. It's things that we think are, I mean, we're raving about. The Soccer Morning guys might be like, oh, I can't believe this is happening, whatever the topic may be, or vice versa. But in June, though, we actually had over 1 million downloads of both shows combined. So it's working really well because it's introducing soccer audiences to new shows, and we're all in it together. I mean, they're independent too, but we have a partnership with them in terms of distributing the podcast and helping them out with advertising and things. So at the end of the day, it's a win-win for us and I think for the listeners too.
Yeah, I love that U.S. Women's World Cup parade in New York City on Friday. That was real fun. I very much enjoyed that. That was good. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Christopher Harris, thank you so much for joining us here on the show, and thanks for helping us create this thing. Thanks for giving me this opportunity. Take an opportunity.
Thank you
to say that on air right now. Really appreciate your time, and I think can we work this out again sometime soon, sir?
We certainly can. And Nate, thanks for your great work. I really appreciate everything you've done. This has been great.
Thank you. Yeah, whoever that guest was that was just on the show, I'll tell the gaffer to book him again. Oh, that's right. It was the gaffer himself. We're closing this thing out on the other side of the break. World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
World Soccer Talk Radio is back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We're taking the express train home. Another huge thank you to the gaffer, Christopher Harris, for making his first appearance here on World Soccer Talk Radio. But he's the man who has started this thing. Without him, it wouldn't be possible. We've got some big guests coming up. The gaffer did a great tease there at the end. We have got some big-time guests due to come on this show over the next couple of weeks or so. Stay tuned to worldsoccertalk.com for more information on those big-time guests. We've had some big-time guests already on this show. It's about to get real, real good. So pay close attention to the website, worldsoccertalk.com, and stay tuned to this show. Thanks for subscribing to us on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. Another very special hello and goodbye for today to the folks listening overseas on the American Forces Network. Oh, man. I got to mention this before we close the show down. I saw somebody suit up in their first match for the Los Angeles Galaxy a couple of nights ago. 2-1 win over Club America. He played the first half. It was one Steven Gerrard. It was my favorite player of all time. Liverpool's own. The Scouser through and through. Playing for the Galaxy. I shed a couple of tears. It was quite heartbreaking. Stevie, you're breaking my heart. Nate Abarea signing off. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Cheers.